Good morning, evening, or afternoon. You're listening to Freestyle Friday on Distraction Network. I am your host, Holiday. And that surprise motherfucker on the other end is a man called Tez. That is right. He did not think we was going to do a podcast, so he's over there looking at porn on his cell phone.
This motherfucker.
What are you looking at?
Nothing. I was fucking around waiting on you.
Oh, you was fucking around on the phone watching folks?
Let's move on.
Okay. So real quick, this is not going to be long. Immediately, what are your thoughts on the Jeffrey Epstein shit?
What the fuck? Based on the shit that you was telling me before the podcast, I don't see how anybody could get that much of that shit done and not be, like, executed.
Well, he kind of got executed.
I mean, like, sentenced to execution.
So, for all you guys that don't know, and that was my for all you guys that don't know, Jeffrey Epstein, quote unquote, committed suicide, died by suicide, over the weekend, and doesn't look right to me. Reason being, and this is what I said on Facebook. I mean, I'm not on Facebook all the time, but when I'm on Facebook, I do take time to answer about. I respond to about two people.
Right.
So, here's the thing. The guy has already been convicted of these crimes in Florida. He struck a plea deal, told them every single thing that he did.
And like you
in
said,
that plea deal though.
And you said it's motherfuckers who got me by surprise.
Yeah. So in this plea deal, he named names and everything, but he had to name names because he also pleaded that for anyone who is caught up in this plea deal, there's no charges that could be brought before him. So he spent 13 months in jail. By 13 months in jail, I mean, I can't quote the source because I can't remember the source, but he spent one day a week in jail. And by that one day a week, he had a room bigger than probably most of you guys' bedrooms now. He ate stuff like caviar and tuna, rice, crackers, blah, 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 blah. He had real food.
Which I'm downright offended by that shit.
And I think he even got to bring girls in there. So my thing is, if someone's able to spend 13 months in jail like that, then what is he afraid of this time? Now, we have evidence that saying that the Air Force Ones and all that stuff was turned around immediately when he got arrested this time. And we know that on his list is a bunch of scientists, a bunch of politicians, a prince, a president of the United States that's sitting right now, and a former president of the United States. And also, let me go ahead and say, this whole podcast is allegedly because I'm not getting sued. I don't have enough money to be paying.
I was wondering when you were going to say that. I was just sitting there thinking about all the lawsuits I'm going to have to go through.
Yeah. So this is an alleged podcast. So, but I mean, his stuff is very vast and a lot of powerful people are in this. So as soon as I said he was getting arrested again, I knew he was dead.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm still astounded at the fact that he only got 13 months of first go around and a minimum security prison.
Yeah, and I don't even think it was going to be put on the table to put him in the jail for real again. Like, I mean, this is New York. Yeah. I think it was New York this time.
I can't call it.
And here's what I think, though. Like, I'm thinking about right when they figured this out from him, they also hit up R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Like they basically did them both at the same time, which makes me wonder if they are connected.
It's possible. I mean, because you said it was underage girls, right? I don't know, because R. Kelly, what he did, it seemed like that's kind of like a hunter going to the store, right? Like R. Kelly shit seemed to be like he did that. Like he went and got these girls that he liked to fit his type. And he did that shit all himself. Like,
Basically, he didn't get him himself. His henchman got him.
What I'm saying is R. Kelly strikes me more as a predator. Like, it's more of like the...
So you don't think sex trafficking is predating?
No, I mean, it is predatory, right? Don't get me wrong in that regard. But it's like
R. Kelly's mindset... The way I just said it right now, I said predating.
I mean, R. Kelly seems like the type of guy that goes out and get it himself as opposed to have somebody bring it to him. Like, or basically, I guess what I'm saying is R. Kelly don't seem like the type to do the shit that was in F-Themes. Like his whole clique or whatever.
Wasn't in his warehouse?
Yeah.
So the reason why I'm going to say, I don't know, man.
Now, I think it might be the old sleight of hand thing like they always do with black people. Like as soon as you're about to lock up a prominent white person up for something, you always find a prominent black person who's doing the same damn thing so you can run them concurrently. So you can, like the fact that my man only got 13 months in a minimum security prison as opposed to, like I said, being sentenced to fucking death for what he did.
Because R. Kelly about to get it.
R. Kelly's done, man. They're going to wash him up.
But yeah, it's a crazy thing. But that's all. I just wanted to get your opinion on that. We are not going to stay here. Guys, this is called a... Oh, this is a quickie, a Freestyle Friday quickie.
Yeah.
Because we are 6 minutes in. Like, if this was a sexual episode, we would have some mad-ass women around here.
Well, shit, you know, bitch.
I know you didn't. I know you, but I mean, you should be happy because it was good though. It was good. It don't ever happen, man. It was just that good, man. It ain't gonna happen next time though. I just got to get used to it. That was good.
This nigga sitting there explaining himself.
It was good, man. I'm telling you, it wasn't even like regular stuff. Like, I don't know what regular stuff is because you my first. I'm gonna say that. You my first.
This nigga explaining himself. Yeah. Bitch, I got in. It was good. All right, what you want me to do?
Yeah. And you know what he said when he leave? What? Still hit though. Anyway, y'all. All right, we just want to throw this little cookie out there. So we got to make a hip hop culture. What about hip hop? We got to add to this though. I got something. When it comes to people of color, right?
Yeah.
People of color have when we're being victimized, there's not really anyone looking out for our community.
Right.
So I did want to bring this up because in this whole Epstein situation, we found out there's also another set of people who people don't give no shakes or fucks about when it comes to being victimized. And that's victims of rape. Mm. So when it comes to these women, when it comes to Brett Kavanaugh's accuser, when it comes to the 22 women who's accused Donald Trump, most of them with evidence,
yeah,
of raping them or molesting them or touching them or whatever like that, allegedly, then no one believes the woman. So I know it's no one believes the woman is what I'm saying, but that's a caveat to it. Hence, like, in my neighborhood, we have a bunch of friendly people who are married. And we had an argument one day on Facebook because during the Kavanaugh hearing, they was belittling the woman saying if it happened, she deserved it. And I was like, dog, y'all know y'all got like wives and children that are on these Facebook pages? I said, what would happen if your daughter come tell you that 34 years ago a man tried to rape her? Are you not going to believe your daughter? And the answer is, oh, no, somebody ever mess with my daughter, I'm going to kill him. I was like, but your daughter would never come to you because she sees on this message here.
Exactly.
That you don't believe women when they tell you they're being. So, yeah, so that's one of the things about me that I do. I will reach out and I will talk all the shit that I have to. If I see somebody talking about being fucked up with their thinking.
We should do an episode on that because I have thoughts on that, but that's just going to take another 30 minutes for me to actually get out of my head.
Oh, yeah. You need to write your thoughts down. Go through them quicker, man.
Right. One thing I want to say, because I know we didn't get a chance to do it because it happened while we weren't recording that much, is rest in peace to Bushwick Bill. I was a big fan of the Ghetto Boys growing up. Still am. My old man's a big fan of the Ghetto Boys, so they was a big part of my life growing up.
Not too much of a fan because they're called the Ghetto Boys, not the Ghetto.
Anyway, so once again, shout out to his family, man. Rest in peace, Bushwick Bill. My mind's still playing tricks on me.
I guess I should do a shout out to somebody that's dead too. Chester Bennington's 2-year anniversary was a couple of days ago. So it is the 11th. Ooh, it's been a while now. It was like June 20 something. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he recently passed 2 years ago around this date. Died by suicide. So yeah, I guess that's who I'm going to give my rest in peace to today.
All right, shout out.
Rest in peace, Linkin Park, because I don't even think we're ever going to find anybody that good. Anyway, tell them where they can find you, Tez.
You can still find me at A Man Called Tez. It doesn't really Twitter matter. You says can find me Tez. Yeah, and I'm on Facebook, but I'm probably not going to accept your friend request.
All right, so I am accepting friend requests now on Instagram. So hit me up on Instagram, holiday.x, and on Facebook, I'm holiday 4,000. No, I'm not giving you on my Facebook. What do I give people? All right, so my Instagram is holiday.x. My Twitter is holiday4000. You can follow Distraction Network on distract_net on Facebook, at distract.net on Twitter. And everything that we do is on our beautiful Facebook. Why can't I keep saying Facebook? It's on our beautiful website.
Yeah.
www.distractionnetwork.com. Log on there. You can see everything from our podcast to our editorials to our YouTube channels. Until then, take care, be safe, and subscribe. Holla. I'm focused on that finish line. Developing a strong mind. Here's a goal. They stop making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's alright, cause I'm on the grind.